Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a podcast where we busy moms are reading the scriptures for you, and you get the whole of the Bible over the course of 1 year. And it is coming to you from Israel. I'm Johanna, and I'll be your reader for today. Today is Friday, the 7th of May, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 25th day of Iyar. On the counting of the Omer, we have reached day 40. This week, our parsha in the Torah is called Behar Bechukotai. It is a double parsha, and that means on the mountain in my statutes. Today's reading from the Torah will be Leviticus 27, 1 through 15. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel and say to them, When anyone makes a special vow to the Lord involving the valuation of persons, then your valuation of a male from 20 years old to 60 years old shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. If it is a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. If the person is from 5 years to 20 years old, then your valuation is to be 20 shekels for a male and 10 shekels for a female. If the person is from 1 month to 5 years old, then your valuation is to be 5 shekels of silver for a male and 3 shekels of silver for a female. If the person is from 60 years old and upward, if it is a male, then your valuation is to be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is poorer than your valuation, then he is to be set before the Kohen, and the Kohen will set a value for him, in keeping what the one who made the vow can afford. Now, if it is an animal that may be brought as an offering to the Lord, anything that one gives to the Lord will be holy. He is not to replace it or exchange it, either good for bad or bad for good. But if he does exchange one animal for another, then both it and the one for which it is exchanged will become holy. If it is any sort of unclean animal that may not be brought as an offering to the Lord, then he is to set that animal before the Kohen. The Kohen is to evaluate it, whether it is good or bad. As the Kohen values it, so it will be. But if he would redeem it, then he is to add a fifth to its valuation. If a man consecrates his house as holy to the Lord, then the Kohen is to evaluate it, whether it is good or bad. As the Kohen evaluates it, so it will stand. If the one who dedicates it would redeem his own house, then he is to add a fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it will become his. That was Leviticus 27, 1 through 15. Today our portion from the prophets is Jeremiah chapter 9. If only I had a traveler's lodging place in the wilderness, then I might leave my people and get away from them. For they are all adulterers, a bunch of traitors. They bend their tongue like a bow. Lies, not faithfulness, prevail in the land. For they go from evil to evil and do not know me, says the Lord. Beware, everyone, of your neighbor. Don't even trust a brother. For every brother grabs like Jacob, and every neighbor spreads slander. Everyone deceives his neighbor and does not speak the truth. They taught their tongue to speak lies. They wear themselves out doing wrong. You dwell in the midst of this of deceit. In deceit they refuse to know me. It is a declaration of the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am about to refine them and test them. For what else can I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is a deadly arrow, speaking deceit. With his mouth, each says shalom to his neighbor, while inwardly setting a trap for him. For such things shall I not punish them? It is a declaration of the Lord. Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? For the mountains I lift up, weeping and wailing, a lament for the desert pastures. For they are so scorched that no one passes through. The lowing of cattle is not heard. The birds of the air have fled and the animals have gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a lair for jackals. I will make the cities of Judah a wasteland without inhabitant. Who is the one wise enough to understand this? To whom has the mouth of the Lord spoken that he may explain it? Why is the land ruined, laid waste like a wilderness, so that no one passes through? The Lord said, It is because they have forsaken my Torah that I set before them. They have neither obeyed my voice nor walked according to it, but have walked after the stubbornness of their heart and after the Baalim that their fathers taught them. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Look, I will make this people eat wormwood and drink poisoned water. I will scatter them among the nations whom neither they nor their fathers have known. I will pursue them with the sword until I have finished with them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Pay attention, call the dirge singers and let them come. Send for the most skillful wailers and let them come. Let them come quickly and lift up a wailing over us, so our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a wailing voice is heard from Zion. How we are ruined! We are utterly ashamed. We have forsaken the land, for they have torn down our dwellings. Now hear the word of the Lord. O women, let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing and everyone her neighbor a dirge. For death has climbed through our windows. It has entered into our palaces to cut off children from the street and young men from the squares. Say this, declares the Lord. The carcasses of men will lie like dung on the open field, like cut grain behind the reaper, with no one gathering them. Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise boast in his wisdom, nor let the mighty boast in his might, nor let the rich glory in his riches. But let one who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me. For I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these things I delight. It is a declaration of the Lord. Days are soon coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised. Egypt, Judah, Edom, and Ammon's children, and Moab, and all that have cut the corners of their hair, that dwell in the wilderness. For all the nations are uncircumcised, but all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. That was Jeremiah chapter 9. Today our portion from the writings is Job 30. And in this chapter, Job is the one who's continuing to speak. But now they mock me, those younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. Moreover, what use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor has gone from them? Haggard from want and hunger, they gnaw the parched land, in former time desolate and waste. In the brush they plucked salt herbs, and their food was from the root of the broom tree. They were banished from society, shouted at as if they were thieves. So they were forced to dwell in wadis, in holes of the earth and among the rocks. They brayed among the bushes and huddled under the nettles. A senseless and nameless brood, they were cast out from the land. So now I have become their taunt song. I've become a byword to them. They despise me. They keep their distance from me. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Because he has loosened my cord and afflicted me, they have cast off restraint in my presence. On my right, the rabble rise up. They entangle my feet and build up their destructive paths against me. They break up my path. They succeed in destroying me without anyone helping them. As through a wide breach they come, amid the ruins they come rolling in. Terrors are turned on me. They chase away my honor like the wind, and like a cloud my deliverance vanishes. And now my soul is poured out within me. Days of suffering have taken hold of me. Night pierces my bones within me. My gnawing pains never rest. By great power he seizes my garment. He binds me like the collar of my tunic. He has cast me into the mud, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I stand up, but you only look at me. You have turned on me cruelly. You attack me with the might of your hand. You lift me up on the wind and make me ride on it. You toss me about in the storm. For I know that you will bring me to death, to the house appointed for all the living. Yet does not one in a heap of ruins stretch out his hand, and in his distress cry for help? Have I not wept for the unfortunate? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I waited for light, the darkness came. My heart seethes and never stops. Days of suffering confront me. I walk about blackened, but not by the sun. I stand in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother to jackals and a companion to ostriches. My skin has turned black on me. My bones burn with heat. My harp is for mourning and my flute for the sound of weeping. That was Job chapter 30. And now for today's readings from the apostles, we'll read Romans 10. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for Israel is for their salvation. For I testify about them that they have zeal for God, but not based on knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit themselves to the righteousness of God. For Messiah is the goal of the Torah as a means to righteousness for everyone who keeps trusting. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on Torah. The man who does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will go up into heaven, that is, to bring Messiah down, or who will go down into the abyss, that is, to bring Messiah up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we are proclaiming. For if you confess with your mouth that Yeshua is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, for with the heart it is believed for righteousness, and with the mouth it is confessed for salvation. For the scripture says, whoever trusts in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, richly generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on the one in whom they have not trusted? And how shall they trust in the one they have not heard of? And how shall they hear without someone proclaiming? And how shall they proclaim unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim good news of good things. But not all heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Messiah. But I say, have they never heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. With a nation empty of understanding, I will vex you. And Isaiah is so bold as to say, I was found by those who did not seek me. I became visible to those who did not ask for me. But about Israel, he says, all day long I stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. That was Romans 10, and it concludes the readings for today. If you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading Matthew 27, verses 1 through 31 also. And now that we are finished with our readings for Friday, let's turn to the readings for tomorrow for Shabbat. And tomorrow will be Shabbat, the 8th of May, and the 26th of Iyar. So now we're going to read the final Aliyah of this week's Torah portion from Leviticus 27, 16 through 34. And it is also the very final verses of the book of Leviticus, or Vayikra. And before we begin to read, I almost forgot to mention that it was this day in history that the apostles waited and prayed in Jerusalem throughout the last 10 days of the counting of the Omer, Acts 1, 1 through 14. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem. These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer. If one consecrates to the Lord part of the field of his possession, then your valuation is to be in proportion to the seed to sow it, an omer of barley at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, it will stand according to your own valuation. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the Kohen is to calculate for him the money according to the years that remain until the year of Jubilee, with a deduction to be made from your valuation. If he who dedicated the field would ever redeem it, then he is to add a fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it will remain his. But if he will not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to someone else, it may not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, will be holy to the Lord as a consecrated field. It will be owned by the Kohanim. Now, if one consecrates to the Lord a field that he has bought, which is not from the fields of his possession, then the Kohen is to calculate for him the worth of your valuation up to the year of Jubilee, and give your valuation on that day as a holy thing to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field is to return to the one from whom it was bought, to the one to whom the possession of the land belongs. All your valuations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs to the shekel. But the firstborn among animals, which is made a firstborn to the Lord, may not be dedicated by anyone, whether an ox or sheep, it belongs to the Lord. If it is an unclean animal, then he is to buy it back according to your valuation, and add a fifth of the value to it. But if it is not redeemed, then it is to be sold according to your valuation. Nevertheless, no devoted thing which a man sets apart from all that he has for the Lord, whether man or animal, or from the field of his possession, may be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to the Lord. No one who may be set apart from men for destruction is to be ransomed. He is surely to be put to death. All the tithe of the land, whether from the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, belongs to the Lord, for it is holy to the Lord. If a man redeems anything of his tithe, he must add a fifth part to it. From all the tithe of the herds or the flocks, whatever passes under the rod, a tenth will be holy to the Lord. One is not to inquire if it is good or bad, nor exchange it. Or if he does exchange it, then both it and that for which it is exchanged will become holy and may not be redeemed. These are the mitzvot which the Lord commanded Moses for Bnei Israel on Mount Sinai. That was Leviticus 27, 16 through 34, and it concludes this third book of the Torah. And so we say, Chazak, Chazak, v'nitchazek. Be strong, and may we be strengthened. The Haftarah for this week, this Shabbat, is Jeremiah 16, verse 19 through 17 and verse 14. Lord, my strength, my stronghold, my refuge in the day of affliction, to you will the nations come from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, futility, and useless things. Will man make gods for himself? Yet they are not gods. So I will surely make them know. This time I make them know my hand and my might. They will know that my name is the Lord. Judah's sin is written with an iron pen and with the point of a diamond, engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of your altars. So their children remember their altars and their Asherah poles by leafy trees on the high hills. My mountain in the country, your wealth and all your treasures, I will give away as plunder, along with your high places for sin within all your borders. So you, on your own, let go of your heritage that I gave you. So I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my nose that will burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the one who trusts in man and depends on flesh as his arm, and whose heart turns from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert. He cannot see goodness when it comes, but will dwell in parched places in the wilderness, a salt land where no one lives. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the waters, spreading out its roots by a stream. It has no fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green. It does not worry in a year of drought, nor depart from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and incurable. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. As a partridge that broods over young that she did not lay, so is one who gets wealth unjustly. In the middle of his days it will abandon him, so at his end he will be a fool. Throne of glory on high from the beginning, place of our sanctuary, Lord, you are the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be ashamed. Those who depart from you will be written in the dirt, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. That was Jeremiah 16:19 through 17:14. This week's Shabbat portion from the Apostles will be John 14:15 through 27. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. You know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer behold me, but you will behold me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Judah, not the one from Kraiot, said to him, Master, what has happened that you are about to reveal yourself to us and not the world? Yeshua answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while dwelling with you. But the Helper, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I said to you. Shalom I leave you. My shalom I give to you, but not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. That was John 14:15 through 27. And that concludes our readings for this week. Thank you for listening and joining us as we read the scriptures together. May you be blessed and may you have a Shabbat Shalom. If you are curious about where we get our reading plan, you can go to our website. It's dailybreadmoms.com, and there will be links there to order the journal that we are reading from. It's called the Daily Bread Journal, and it was put together by my brother, Sophia's husband, that is, and Harriet's son. So we're all family and related to each other. And yeah, we, the wives, are the readers of this podcast. And if you're interested in anything else, about if you have questions about anything concerning the podcast, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us to dailybreadmoms@gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can also find us on Instagram at Daily Bread Moms. We've been a bit quiet there for the past several weeks. Life has been very intense and so much going on, but hopefully things will settle a bit and we'll be able to start letting you hear from us a little bit there as well. And we do love to hear from all of you. Thank you once again, and Shabbat Shalom from Jerusalem. Bless you, friend.